Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. Earlier in the show, we hit the Skins, gave you kind of the latest on the Redskins' injuries. Of course, they're coming off a devastating loss on Sunday to the Saints, a game where they had a 99.8% probability to win at one point, and somehow it slipped away. They fall to 4-6, a spot where they've been many times in the last decade. And they take on a Giants team that's 2-8. We mentioned the Washington Post headline that the matchup is a real turkey.
Turkey.
We're wondering if anybody's actually excited for this. Based on the ticket prices, you go to SeatGeek, you can get a ticket for under $10.
No, I'm but excited for it. I just don't want to go to the game.
So the fans are not going to fill the stands.
They'll be watching on TV, though.
They'll be watching on TV because what else are you going to do? You'd watch any game on TV on Thanksgiving.
If it was a Sunday, 1 o'clock, people are going to watch this game. The season literally hangs in the balance. Now, if they lose this, fans might punch out. But I think you still have the fan base still engaged.
Still have a sweat at this
point. I don't think fans have punched out yet. I think they're still engaged.
Want to hear from you, 800-636-1067. Are you still engaged, as EB mentioned? Do you still hold out a little glimmer of hope based on the soft schedule down the stretch?
It couldn't be any softer.
Well, the best teams. Valdez mentioned the Ravens' soft schedule. I mean, there are other teams that have soft schedules.
I don't know. Every single team's got a losing record. The best team we play, they have 4 wins.
There's a lot of opportunity there for the Redskins if somehow they can overcome the injuries.
What are the combined wins of the Ravens' opponents down the stretch?
They've got some numbers on their.
I can look that up.
Look that up and compare it to the Skins. Look it up because I've got the Skins' numbers. I just got to add them up.
Got to do some simple math.
Because we play some poop. We play the Giants twice. They've got 2 wins. So that, I guess you count them twice. Do you have to count them twice if you play the same team twice?
I think you just count them once, wouldn't you?
All right, so you count them once.
I don't know. I'm the worst at math.
They've got 2 wins. You got the Broncos or the Chargers have got 4. So that's 10. And then who's the other?
The Cardinals are in there. The Chargers are in there. They have 4 wins.
Right. There's one of them I think has 3. The Broncos have 3. I think we've got 11 total wins.
And the Broncos are trotting out their third quarterback of the season, Paxton Lynch, this weekend.
Our last 6 opponents have 11 combined wins.
They don't have the Cowboys in the final 6?
Cowboys are in the mix,
too. Oh, the Cowboys in there,
too. They've got 5.
But they have no Zeke. So that's right. I forgot the Cowboys. So you've got 16 wins over your last 6. An average of a little over 3 wins per team down the stretch. You're just not going to find an easier schedule. It's set up perfectly for them.
They've struggled on Thanksgiving, by the way. 2-7 on Thanksgiving. For some reason,
it's all for naught if they can't
win
this week.
Pretty much with the Redskins in any trend, and it's negative. But they've struggled on Thanksgiving.
If they can find a way to win this week on short rest, they haven't even practiced yet. They just added 4 new guys to the IR. They've got 14 guys on injury reserve. Those guys aren't coming back. They signed 4 more guys off the street, basically. 2 guys from the practice squad. I don't know how they're going to cobble together. They got their third string center playing this week.
They don't have to score much this week. The Giants scored 12 in overtime against the Chiefs.
And
the Giants don't have any receivers of note. Their running backs are pretty weak. They got a bad offense.
And their top running back, Orleans Darkwa, is dealing with a hamstring injury. So
yeah,
their top
still
running
be,
back
it's still
option
an NFC East
is banged
opponent.
Up.
I would guess it's going to be a war. If they could find a way to be on the right side of it, and they should, I really think they can do this, and they've done it before.
Eric, don't you think, though, if they lose this game, it could be one of those soul-sucking losses that...
If they lose this game, remember that Chiefs game
the
where
Chiefs
no
game
one...
was snowing, nobody was there?
It'll be like that.
Thanksgiving, national TV, empty stadium, it's cold, it's wet, and you lose to a two-win Giants team with nobody on their team?
Well, that'll be a disaster. That'll be a real bottom.
It could change the entire outlook on Jay Gruden, everything.
If that happens, it'll be a real bottom if they lose.
Yeah.
But if they win and get them to 5-6, I'm telling you, the sweat is real, and it's on.
They're a big favorite, right? 7.5 points.
That
Here's
might be
a nice trend for you, Cake. Since 2006, home teams favored by at least 7 points.
You know what?
Yes, Redskins
play, play the positive HTTR.
8-1, Sue, play the straight up one. Against the spread.
Very nice.
Play the good one for me.
New York.
No, no, no.
She's trolling you. Full on troll job.
Play the good HTTR for me, please.
This is such a good song, though.
Yeah, but you don't want to play it when you're facing the New York Giants. AWOC, can you do me a favor? Can you actually do some work? I need you to study how home teams fare on the Thursday night games over the past two seasons. I want that number, please.
And by the way, what's the number of total Ravens?
25.
Yeah, 25. Ours is 16. Significantly easier. I've never seen an easier six-game stretch in my life. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to win. I mean, for all I know, we could lose them all. But it's never laid out easier for the Redskins. Ever.
It's only the fourth time since the NFL's Thanksgiving slate expanded to three games in 2006 that two teams with losing records have squared off. That's why it's a real turkey.
It's not a turkey. This is a massive
game.
It's
the biggest game of the weekend, JP.
Well, hey, I put it at number one. Controversial. We'll do the top five.
From here on
shortly.
Out, it's the biggest game of the year until they lose. And then it's just a dud, nothing.
Every
don't even
Skins
pay attention.
Game is the biggest game of the
year? Every, yes, for the Skins.
Yeah.
Every game from here on out, as long as they keep winning, is the biggest game of the year. If they lose, then we don't even have to talk about them because it's so over.
If they put up 20 points, they'll win. And they should put up 20 points.
Let's go to Eric in, I don't know, it says Clintwood. I've never heard of Clintwood. Eric, are you there?
I'm here. Yeah. I called in about once a week here for the last 2 weeks here. I'm just kind of a new caller.
Right.
I'm a long-time viewer, man. I love you guys. And first of all, I want to appreciate y'all for showing in, you know, the day before the holidays. We appreciate y'all, you know, coming in here before you have a, you know, and I wish you a great turkey day there.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Eric. Where is Clintwood?
Clintwood is the farthest county on the eastern side of, the western side of Virginia. I'm pretty much western Kentuckian.
What is the closest big city to Clintwood?
Oh, my God. Big city to you all would be compared to, like, oh, Jesus. I would say Bristol is a big city to us. So, do you hear it of Bristol? Bristol, Tennessee, Virginia, Kingsport,
no.
Johnson City?
No. Right, why are you calling about
a different part of the world?
Why are you calling about the Redskins?
Okay, yeah, right on. Okay, first of all, I want to compare the tight end coverage of the Redskins D versus the Giants D, and then also the run defense comparatively to both of them and how they will stack up against
each other.
Well,
the Redskins against tight ends struggle.
Yeah, that's
we
been
do know that.
That's been like a two-season-plus-long debacle for the Redskins. And Evan Engram, look at his numbers as a rookie, especially if Shepard is banged up because he didn't play last week. Because of the migraines, Engram's going to be targeted even more. So that's a nightmare for the Redskins.
I don't have the Giants.
He's going to have a big game.
Run defense in front of me. The Redskins have been okay against the run. Now, obviously, Kamara and Engram had their way, particularly at the end of the game on Sunday.
The Giants are basically equally bad on defense. They're 23rd against the pass and 20th against the rush. They're not good at either.
All right, let's go to Al Rashid.
But neither team is really going to be expected to run that effectively. The Redskins, all right, P. Ryan's coming off a 100-yard game, but now they've got all these backups playing on the offensive line. You lose Long and Laval.
No, the running game will be a disaster.
You don't even know. Who'd they pick up as their third running back?
LaShawn Daniels, something like that.
Right.
From the
and
practice
then,
squad.
As Cakes mentioned, Orleans Darkwa has actually popped a little bit for the Giants of late, and now he's banged up.
They have popped his hamstring, which is good news for the Redskins.
Al Rashid, what's up? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. How's everybody doing?
What's
I
up,
just
Al?
Wanted to call and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving.
Thanks. Same to
happy
you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Al.
And I'm not a Redskins fan in any way, but I just wanted to throw this out there, and I know you guys have talked about it. The fault of their record is not on the QB. He's done a phenomenal job with the limited options that he's had this year.
He's having a very good year.
Who?
The quarterback.
Kirk
Cousins.
He's having an unbelievable year, all things considered. He's got no receivers to speak of, no running game, and offensive line's been a joke. It's actually been an incredible year. And he's in top 10 in virtually every category. Let's go to JR, Rockville. JR, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? First of all, happy Thanksgiving.
You too, man.
So I'm with EB on this. You know, I'm a fan. Unfortunately, I got to work Thursday night. I work the club business. It's a pretty big night for us, so I'm not going to go to the game. But I think most of Redskins Nation has plans that if you just can't make it to the game for a 4-6 team, you're not going to sacrifice it for a 4-6 team. So you're going to watch it on TV. We're locked in. If we win this, obviously it's going to be big because the next week is Thursday night against Dallas. Dallas week, we're both going to be fighting for our playoff lives. I'm with EB. I think if we win this, everybody's going to be full tilt again. Everybody's going to be on board again.
Yeah, but there's literally no margin for error now. That's the thing. This game is massive. The season hangs in the balance, and it's going to hang in the balance until they lose. If they lose, we may as well not even cover them anymore. You know, we just talk about, we pull a Shanahan and start talking about next year. We start looking at the draft.
Mock draft time, baby.
Yeah.
2018.
If they lose, forget about it. Doesn't matter. 9 wins isn't going to get you anywhere.
Won't be the first time. We've done it before.
Done it many, many times. We know how to do it. We'll bury somebody.
We'll get a coffin.
We'll light gear on fire. We'll throw our tickets in the trash. We'll do all that stuff. Hang somebody in effigy. We've done it all.
But if they win, you have a little grasper.
I think it's more than a little.
I don't think it's more than a little just based on the teams ahead of them. You still have to catch the other teams.
You know what? If they get to 10 wins and miss the playoffs, that's fine. That'd be an unbelievable.
If they get to 10 wins, it's a banner campaign for Jay Gruden
accomplishment.
With all the injuries?
They got to do it. They got to pull a 2015. They got to pull a 2012. They've got to pull a 2007 where they pull the season out at the back end of it.
Barry Trotz, head coach of the Washington Capitals, joins us at 8. But I do want to let you know, McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches, they're here. Pico guacamole made with Real House avocados, sweet barbecue bacon, made with thick-cut applewood, smoked maple bacon, and sriracha with limited edition sriracha mac sauce. And now with McDelivery, you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats and get a signature crafted sandwich delivered to your door. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today. It's all at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.